This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Her Society.
This is Anaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
Her Society with Ginny and Natalie on your last Saturday of April for 2012, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia.
Radio show for girls who love girls. We have a lineup of torture and surrender.
An interesting combination to see the month at Zebu. We put two Her Society crew members to the test on just how well they know their stuff. Our content producer and web producer take up the challenge.
Plus, a lady making a comeback to the airways. We have Mr. Pavadi Ma from Shanti Mission Hamerty Centres is here to teach me and Ginny all about surrender. Wait, does that mean we have to give up bubble tea for 40 days?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. Anyway, see what happens. Say hello to us, 0427JOY949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au, or you can Facebook us, facebook.com/HerSocietyOnline.
Your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, right here on Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station. Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Alexandra Burke there, Let It Go. It was a Bimbo Jones remix. We like stuff when we're letting go of them in terms of surrendering things, which we'll be finding out later with Pavadi Ma from Shani Mission Harmony Centre's Zebu. We've got our crew in the studio with us.
We do, our beloved crew.
Our beloved crew who we're going to put through a bit of a test at the moment. Now, we've got our content producer, Laura Hillebrand, and our web producer, Domi Hammond, with us. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Now, are you guys a little bit nervous?
A little bit.
Because you haven't studied for your test. How are you guys like in school?
All right.
Laura's speaking for herself. Yeah, I'm all right. Now, Zebu, we've got some questions. You and I got researched by the university. Actually, no, we just wrote it. But these questions we're going to ask you to see how well you know the Her Society family. Are you girls ready?
Yeah, you better be.
Are we, Domi?
Yeah.
Well, technically, you guys do a lot of stuff for us off air. So we want to bring you on here to see how much you've learned along the way. And I think, you know, you guys are pretty much part of the family now. So if you fail this test, don't worry. You'll still be a part of the crew. But, you know, it's good to have a refresher here and there, you know? All right. Thanks. First question. Who is the best looking radio duo in the entire world, universe and solar system?
Wanley.
Dummy?
I'll ask right away. Ginny and Nat.
Yes. All right. Dummy one.
That is correct. Question number two. How much do you love Ginny and Natalie?
Wanley.
Hillebrand.
All the bubble teas in the world.
We will accept that answer, Zebu.
We will accept the answer. The answer is infinitely, but we will take Wanley and bubble tea anytime.
Absolutely. Question number three. Bubble tea related also. What is Ginny and Natalie's bubble tea order?
Wanley.
Hillebrand. She's on fire.
Okay, Ginny's is easy because it's always the same. Green apple green tea with pearls.
Yes.
And Zebu, yours changes. It's like jasmine tea.
Milky.
Milky, yeah.
Pearls.
Definitely with pearls.
See? High maintenance. Fantastic. High maintenance.
That is spot on. And let me just point it out to you. Laura just called you, Gigi, easy and never change.
Thanks, Hillebrand. Might have to reconsider your contract after that.
I'll buy your bubble tea after this.
Aww.
Oh, damn. Anyway, next question. What was the name of the previous radio show that Ginny and Natalie were a part of?
Wanley.
Hillebrand is on fire.
Hump Day Cruise.
Yes. Now, this is something. The next question is something I get a little bit confused on. What nationality is Natalie?
Wanley.
Dummy.
Swedish.
No! No,
Swiss, Indonesian, sometimes from New Zealand.
Hey, I think you made your bed and you have to lie in it on that one, Zebu.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I'll give it to you, Dummy, because you actually added a nationality, which I am not biologically, but I am a New Zealand citizen. But I'm not Swedish. I'm Swiss.
Oh, no.
She did actually say Swish afterwards.
It's close. It's the same thing, you know, Indian, Sri Lanka.
Click, click, click. Next question.
What is the name of Ginny's car? Yes, she has named her car.
Wanley.
Dummy.
Hiroshi.
No! Okay, the name of my car, not what my mother named me.
I'll give you guys a clue. It's the first name of a lady that Ginny is obsessed with.
Jessica Clark. No,
Wanley.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Yes, Nicole.
Hillebrand, yes. My car's name is Nicole. Well done. Next question. What are my two nicknames for Natalie?
Wanley.
Go. Hillebrand.
Zebu. And I might get this one wrong. Don't wait, you know it? Yeah. Poo.
Yay! They are on fire!
All right. Well, what are my two nicknames for Ginny?
Wanley. Man, I don't want to answer all of them.
Dummy's like giggling in the corner, not saying Wanley.
Dwee and Gigi.
Hey, she's on fire, Hillebrand.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. How many siblings does Natalie have?
Wanley.
Six.
Ooh. Do you have six sisters, Zebu?
Do I?
I'm asking you.
Six. Are you counting the lick dancers?
No, she has. The correct answer is one sister, Jessica.
Oh, man.
Trust me, one's enough. All right, well, speaking of lick dancers, which lick dancer introduced Ginny and I?
Wanley.
Oh, Dummy.
Emma.
Yay.
Go, Dummy.
Dummy's coming back. What's the tally now? Hillebrand 5, Dummy 3. Next question. Is Natalie lactose intolerant?
Wanley.
Hillebrand?
I shouldn't have said Wanley because I can't remember. No.
Yes. I mean, yes.
Unfortunately, yes.
Over to you, Zebu.
Next one. How many accents can Ginny do?
Wanley.
Oh,
that's exactly right, Wanley.
That's a tie there. You both can answer that. I'm expecting high numbers here.
The answer is Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I attempt 50 accents. They all end up Indian. That would be the correct answer.
Yeah. I'm asking you to do a Jamaican accent. It'll come out Indian as well.
Or a Scottish.
I'm working.
British.
I'm working on it. Don't you worry. Next question. Who was the first executive producer for Her Society? I'll give you a clue. She's not very tall.
Or very
mature.
Wanley.
Dummy Hammond.
Ginny.
No!
You are correct. Oh! Dummy wins it.
Do these people work for us? Are you serious?
Hey, this is who we employ. You put them on. This is fantastic. I love Dummy. It.
The correct answer is Amaya, my 3-year-old niece. Yes, thank you.
I love
you.
Amaya.
Another incorrect answer. Okay, next question. How old is Amaya? It's the same age as Ginny.
Wanley.
Yeah.
She's 3.
Yes. I'm very worried about that answer, but I will take that. What nationality does Natalie continually mistake me for?
Wanley.
Dummy.
Indian.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's
what
true.
What accent does Ginny claim that I have?
Wanley.
Hillebrand.
American.
Yes, absolutely right. Hillebrand and Adami, thank you very much. You have passed the test. Woohoo!
Yay.
The pause button isn't working, as it never does. But thank you very much. I think that's a tie tie. I think Dummy came back towards the end there, so yeah. Congratulations, Dummy. Right now, Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, Nelly Furtado there, her brand new one, Big Hoops. It's the bigger the better. I would agree, Zebu. I'm the same with hoops myself, the hoop earrings, although I lost mine over the weekend.
Okay.
There you go, Zebu. Some enlightening stuff there for you. Now, Zebu, on our show later on, we've got Parvati Ma from Shani Mission Harmony Centres, who's coming up, making a bit of a comeback on our radio show because she's taken a break for a couple of months, travelling, you know, touring the States like we have.
I thought we were the one that took a break.
We took a break too. We were kind of in the States with her, but we missed each other. But she's going to be joining us very shortly, which is very exciting. But we're going to have to surrender some things. Now, there are some connotations towards surrender. Because when you think surrender, I automatically think back to my biblical days. Not that I was biblical, but my Catholic days. You know when you have to give up something for 40 days during Lent?
Yeah, so that's what I thought. I didn't want to give up something I really loved eating or doing or looking at.
Yeah, bubble tea for 40 days. I mean, seriously. Giving up bubble tea for 21 was like... because we couldn't find a good bubble tea place in America, but you know.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. Bubble tea is something I will never surrender. Never, ever.
Well, the attachment to bubble tea is that it's like our fuel for her society, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like our food. It's our enlightenment. As soon as we have one, it makes a difference. And you know what? Last week when I walked into the studio, I walked in before you did.
Yeah.
And the guy at reception said, "You can't come in. You don't have bubble tea." And I went, "Oh, hang on." And pulled it out. I had two in my bag.
It's like, yeah, double whopping.
You know, it's a double bubble. But it came to the point where everyone now assumes and expects us to have double bubble tea. It's like in our blood now. It's a part of our lives.
Absolutely. I remember one day when I came in with bubble tea and I signed in, and the guy at reception, Amanda, I call him Amanda, that's on his name, but he goes, "Oh, you got bubble tea." Then you came in later and he's like, "Oh, Ginny had one of them too." So yeah, it is building up. It's a part of our branding now, bubble tea. So,
but pretty much.
Upon reflection of trying to surrender something, Zebu, what did you kind of come up with? Something you want to change in your life for the next 40 days?
Well, I kind of need to get the grasp of the word surrender, because to me, surrendering is what don't you want in your life? That's what it comes to me, but I'm sure deep down inside, and I'll ask Parvati this, there's a different meaning to the word surrender. But
exactly.
For me, one thing I do want to surrender is thoughts of stress in my head and the energy of stress in my life. I'd love to surrender that and not only surrender it to a point where I don't have it, because I know I'll always have it, but maybe just control it and manage it more better.
Absolutely. No, I know exactly what you mean there, Zebu, because when I thought surrender too, I had that connotation of sacrifice and you know, you've got to give something up for 40 days, but after 40 days, you can have it again. It's like when you're a kid and you gave up chocolate for 40 days, which I did during Lent, and at the end of it, there was all this chocolate in a jar that you could have, but it's a different concept. We'll get Parvati to clear that for us, which will be coming up after this track. This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my God, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.